We are in Sivo Shalom in the extra volumes, Chelek Aleph. We are in the beginning on Emunah. Last time we did the introduction, now we're jumping into the beginning of the first piece. We're skipping the really beautiful but very poetic poem. That's what it is, a poetic poem. At the beginning, and we're jumping right into the first piece. Take a look at Aleph. Aleph on page Mem Beth in the additional volumes, Chelek Aleph. HaRambam Poteach Dvarav B'Sifro Mishnah Torah. The Rambam opens up the Sefer Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah that we spoke about last time. And he says, Yisodot HaYisodot Ve'amud HaChochmot, the foundation of all foundations. The foundation of all foundations and the pillar of all knowledge. Leidaz, to know, Sheyesha Matsui Rishon V'hu Mamtzi Kol Nimsa V'chulen, that there is an original source, an original existence, meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that He caused all things to exist. Says the Nesivo Shalom, Ha'emuna hi yisod ha'yisodot l'chol inyanei Torah v'avodas Hashem. Emuna is the foundation of all foundations, of all Torah, and of all avodas Hashem. U'v'zohar HaKadosh Ita, it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Reishit Kidma'ah, L'chol pikudin, l'min dalei l'kud shabrichu b'chlala, the beginning of all things. Before anything else, one needs to know what they can about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'min da de'it shlita ila'a de'ihu ribon alma, to know that there is a ruler on high who created everything, who's the master of everything, uvara almin, and created everything. Kulu shmaya va'ara, everything in the heavens and the earth, v'chol chilihon, and everything inside of them. L'minda de'it shalit v'dayan al alma, to know that there is a ruler and a judge of the entire world. The first thing you need to know, reishit kadma, the first thing to know that there is a creator, there is a judge, there is a guide, there is a ruler of the world. V'rabotenu akadosh pershu akatuv, Chazal explained the pasuk in Tehilim, ze hasha'ar la Hashem, Tzadikim yavo uvo, the pasuk that we say in Hallel, this is the gate to Hashem, that tzadikim go through this gate. What's the gate? How do we get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's the gate that brings us to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Say Chazal, al midat emuna. This is talking about emuna, the gate to get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is emuna. Shiashar la'avodas Hashem, that's the gate to serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ma she'tzadik echad gavoa b'madrigato me'ashini. And the only thing, says the Nesivo Shalom, says from the tzaddik, and he brought this down last time as well, the only way in which one tzaddik is greater, truly greater than another tzaddik, they're all tzaddikim. If they're all tzaddikim, that means that they're all similar in that way. They're all a tzaddik. What differentiates one tzaddik from another? That which differentiates one tzaddik from another is emunah. Shemunah yotzer bihira etzlo. That by one tzaddik they have a clear emunah, and one tzaddik has a less clear emunah, and that's it. That's the differentiating factor between tzaddikim. The Alder Shamru Chazal say Masechet Makot. There, it's a fascinating Gemara. There, at the end of Makot, it talks about all of the principles that you, meaning how many principles, fundamental principles, can you whittle Judaism down to? And it goes through less and less and less and less and less over the generations until comes Chavakuk at the end of the Gemara. Ba Chavakuk v'ha'amidan alachat. Chavakuk comes along and whittles down Judaism to one single fundamental principle. What is that? Tzadik be'emoto yichye. Tzadik be'emunato yichye. That a tzadik lives by emuna. It's a pasuk that claims Chavakuk, that's brought down by Chazal, is the single pill. If you had to whittle it down to one thing, if you had to boil Judaism down to one thing, it comes down to emuna. Everything comes down to emuna. V'al derech zeh, Pershuma Amar Katuv. Based on this, we can explain the pasuk in Mishlei. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Very powerful pasuk. That even the tzadik falls seven times. Sheva yipol tzadik. The tzadik falls seven times v'kam and gets up each time. And there's many different beautiful hirushim of this, even on a simple level. One is what makes a tzadik is that he falls, but he gets up. That's what makes a tzadik, is that you fall and you get up. Another way of saying, another beautiful pirush on it is, that even a tzaddik, it's not even a tzaddik. What makes a tzaddik is that, yes, the tzaddik dafka has to fall. And only if we fall and get up, only a person falls and get up, can they forge themselves into a tzaddik through the trials of life, through the ways that a Kadosh Baruch Hu pushes us. Sheva yifol tzaddik v'kam. But what does he say? HaTzadik hu shemachazik b'emunato. What is a tzaddik? A tzaddik is someone who's constantly, constantly being machzik their emunah, constantly strengthening their emunah, constantly working on their emunah. Shafilu im yipol b'chol sheva hamidot. That even if they fall, he's giving a whole new pshat here. Those who are in Seder Vav, and we talked about it a little bit in Night Seder as well, the seven midot, chesed, vor, tiferet, netzach, chod, yisod, malchut. That even if a tzaddik sheva yipol tzaddik, even if he falls in all seven midot, meaning in all aspects of his being, even if he falls in every single aspect of his being, heyod ve'emunato birura v'tora yakum mikol nefilot. If the emunah is clear, you can get up from anything. When we have emunah, we can survive anything. We have emunah, we can make it through anything. We have emunah, we can rise to any challenge. We have emunah, we can be a tzaddik. We have emunah, we can be a tzaddikus. But it comes down to emunah. That's not the foundation. That's the foundation of the foundation. Everything is premised on emunah. Everything begins with emunah. And ultimately everything ends with emunah. It's the foundation of everything that we are as Jews. Aval b'rasha ketub, and that's why it says by a rasha, yipol ba'achat, he falls just once. Nefilato hi ba'achat, haino be'emunah mi yikimenu. What does it mean he falls once? No, it doesn't mean he falls once. He falls in only one thing. He falls in emunah. And that's what makes him a rasha. Because there's nothing to stand on. There's no avodah to stand on. There's no foundation of avodah Hashem to stand on. That's the foundation. If we're talking about beginning Shana Aleph, beginning this journey, this is laying that foundation. If you're listening online, if you're listening on WhatsApp, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter what stage of life you're at. You got to go back, fine, redig that foundation in college, in graduate school, later on in life, in work, with family. Without that foundation, you can't build. Without that foundation, you can't sustain. It's the only way. The tzaddik can fall seven times and stand on emunah. The Rosh doesn't have emunah, he falls once in emunah and it's over. And lo aleinu, especially in this generation, we see it again and again and again. People walking away, falling down and walking away. What keeps us strong no matter what is that reality of emunah. Next paragraph. Rabotinu HaKadoshim, Zikotayim Enelinu, Amru Shal Yidei Emunah Tehora. They say that through pure emunah, tahor emunah, Yachol ha'adam lishanot mehanhaga shel teva lehanhaga shel lemala miderech ha'teva. That with emunah alone, with a purity of emunah, a person can take themselves from a reality within nature and mamish lift themselves up to be guided in a way that's totally beyond the natural means. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu will guide you in a way that's beyond nature, totally lifting you above the natural means. Umarana Sava Gadosh Milakovich. The Rabbi Milakovich said, "Hayausem moftim lemala meyateva." The Rabbi Milakovich, he would mamish do nisim and lifnos. He would do nisim. He would do miracles. He would do things beyond nature. How? Al yidei ashraat emunah b'lev, through the emunah that he had. Habaim lefanav. Sorry, ashraat emunah b'lev habaim lefanav. Meaning, how was he able to do it when the people came before him to talk to him who needed something? Their emunah. The depth of their emunah allowed him to do these nisim for them. Allowed him to do these miracles for them. Uvekoach emunah hazot hayam mshikla mishua. He was able to bring Yeshua for anyone with their emunah. Because it can guide you beyond the teva. It can guide you beyond the natural means. V'lifamim kishahayam argish sha'adayin lo hichdir betochan emunah berura. Hayachuzero tam arbe pa'amim. Ani ma'amin v'chulei. And if he felt that there wasn't an emunah there, he would sit with them and say with them, "Ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu." He would work on them. He would build that foundation. He would sit there with them on the floor and he would mix the mortar and he would mix the cement and he would stay there till he poured that foundation. Because without that foundation, there isn't a Jew. A Jew is founded on emunah. And you can't live without it. And he would sit with them and build them until they had it. Well, Pima Amar Chazal, as Chazal say, "Shebeschut ha'emunah nigalu avoteinu mitzrayim." It was because of emunah that we came out of Mitzrayim. That's what got us out. And on the flip side, it's our beginning and it's our end. Uvischut ha'emunah atidin lehigayel. And it's through emunah that we will ultimately be redeemed at the end of days. V'nichlal baze gam geulat haprat. But it's not just the national geula when we're taken out of Mitzrayim. It's not just the national geula that we have in Biyat HaMashiach. Every single one of us, our own galus. How do we get out of our own exiles? How do we get out of our own difficulties? That all comes through emunah. Michlal aktin dinefishin bein beguf bein benaran shel yidei emunah. Every single one of us, on our own level, in our own insides, in our own beings, we all experience galus. It's not just a national phenomenon. It's a personal phenomenon. What is galus? Galus is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu to such an extent, lo alinu, was so sad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, destroyed his home with us, destroyed that deep connection, that overt connection that he had with us, and sent us out. And by every single one of us, there are moments in our lives, and they are hard. There are moments in our lives of personal galus. There are moments in our lives where we make mistakes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face, and we can't see him, and there is no clarity, and we're having difficulty connecting with him, and we feel like we've lost spirituality. We feel like we're isolated. We feel like we're alone. We feel like there's no way back. There is a way back. There's one way back. Emunah keeps us strong. Emunah is what keeps us coming back. I don't know if this is pshat, but I often suspect it to be the case. When it's a galus, one of the things that was meant to keep us through galus is the Gemara, is Chazal. Gemara is what we're meant to be learning in order to get us through galus. And the first masechet, does anybody know this from what the first masechet of Shas is? The first masechet, Brachot, and starts with? So I always wondered, the first thing Chazal say to us is, Me'ematai korin et Shema ba'arvit. That's the opening line of all of Shas. And it's a halakha question. From when do you say Kriyat Shema at night? From when can you say Kriyat Shema at night? What's the earliest time? It's Chazal talking. They're talking at multiple levels. And I strongly suspect, and I have a lot to say, and it's not for this forum, in terms of what's happening at the beginning of Masechet Brachot, but I deeply suspect, Me'ematai korin et Shema ba'arvit. What is the one pasuk that's meant to ingrain in us the depth of faith, the depth of emunah? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And we open up and say, when do you say Shema at night? The first thing we talk about is, at night, in Golus, what do we have to do? Say Shema. That's how we start Shas. That's how we start Golus. That's how we go into Golus. That's how we get out of Golus. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. By going through the dark, harsh, painful night with a complete lack of clarity, whether it's nationally walking through the bloody history that we've gone through, or whether it's internally going through the challenges that we go through that feel like the most internal levels of darkness. To sit there in that darkness and say with Kavana, no, Shema Yisrael, hear and understand, Klal Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is our God here in this world. Hashem Echad, He is the only one true force. He is the only one goal that we're headed towards. It doesn't matter how dark it gets. Emunah gets us through galus, national and personal. That faith, that faithfulness, that connectivity, that dedication, that commitment, that relationship. That's what keeps us going through the darkness. That's what keeps us going through the challenges. It all comes back to emunah. Next paragraph. Ubichlal ha'emunah. In terms of general emunah, even if we have not yet achieved the level of clear emunah, you think to yourself, okay, that's great that a tzaddik is judged by how clear one tzaddik's emunah versus another tzaddik's emunah. One tzaddikus is emunah versus another tzaddikus. Great, I'm not a tzaddik, I'm not a tzaddikus. What is it? Okay, fine. That's fine. Even if a person hasn't reached the level of complete, pure, clear emunah, but what do we have to be? We have to be seeking emunah. We have to be looking hard. We have to want emuna. None of this shtiyot in Shana Aleph. I want to want. Okay, we're past that, right? I have to want emuna. I have to dig deep and get down to that part of myself, even if I don't have that clarity. I want emuna. When I teach in the other place, I sit down with all my guys, and I was talking to one of them this past week, and they said to me, listen, one of my goals here this year is to get clear on my emuna. Said this to me. There is nothing greater than hearing that. There's nothing to be better than hearing that. It's hard when somebody says, I don't believe. Then you've got to really start from scratch and see where it goes. But a person who says, I want, that's where we want to be. That's a conversation I could sit with for hours. I came here because I want to understand. I want to know. I want to clarify that emunah. I want to understand my belief and relationship with and faithfulness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need that drive. There needs to be a recognition that the way that the educational system is set up, for most of us, we don't really learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We basically get to nursery school with Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. And we walk around with that for the rest of our lives. And our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, at best, some floaty thing up somewhere that's everywhere. At worst, some old man with a long white beard, like we mentioned before, maybe throwing thunderbolts at us like Zeus, who turns out, Avodah Zarah. Don't dive into that. That's bad. Right? And we sort of just leave it hanging. It's a crazy thing. That no matter how much we learn, and different degrees depending on where you went to school, no matter how much we learn, even if you do learn a lot, even if, how much time do we dedicate to learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and dedicate to our emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clarity of what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does one have a relationship with the infinite if we're finite? How does the Ein Sof, how does this infinite being, if he's infinite, how do we exist? Where's the space? How does he connect to us? What does it mean that he has many names? How does he interact with us? How do we interact back? It's the most important relationship of our lives. And I don't mean this as a dig in anybody in this room or listening, Chas V'Shalom. But for most of us, we're still living in Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Maybe some of us got as far as up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. But like, that's it. That's it. And to recognize this is the foundation of our Judaism, and it's that song, and it may or may not be correct. And that's it. This requires study, like we talked about last time. But we need to dig deep and realize that we have so many struggles with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does he do this to me? Why does he do that to that person? Why is that person sick? Why did that person, Lo Alinu, pass away? Why is the world going through this trauma? Why did that disaster happen? Why, when I davened, didn't he answer? Does he answer? Does he talk back? Is this whole thing a game? Is it a joke? What's going on? I told my guys this morning that there's a way, Shulchan Aruch, it's really hard to find. It's Simon Bet. Nobody learns it. Simon Bet. How are you supposed to get up and get dressed in the morning? And one of the guys looked at me and he said, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu care? What does he care? How I get dressed in the morning? What's the difference? How do we not know the answer to that question? How do we not understand the fundamentals of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is that the first time he's asking it? And I'm not blaming him. Why is that the first time he's asking it? And how do we go through 18 years and not know the answer? 36 years, not know the answer. 70 years, not know the answer. 120 years, not know the answer. Or worse, not have asked the question. We need to ask. We need to be constantly asking. Not asking in a negative way. Not asking in an antagonistic way. From an emistic place inside. If I truly believe that there is a God, If I truly believe there is an infinite creator of the universe and of me, why did he create? Why did he create me? And if he created me and it's for a purpose, what is that purpose? Because if I'm not doing that, what am I doing with my life? And if I reach challenges, things that don't make sense in life or in Torah, how does that work with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do I figure that out? How do I put that together? Because those questions should spur investigation, and that's what he's requiring of us. We have to, at the very least, this is it. This is the bar. This is the bar we all have to cross minimally. Mechapes emuna and mevakesh emuna. We may not know all the answers yet. We may never know all the answers. But for all of us, right now, today is the day to grow up to the point where I take my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu seriously enough to ask and to seek and to realize that it's a complex relationship with an infinite being. And if I don't have any questions, the question is, why don't I have questions? And where do I find those answers? We have to be mevakshe emuna. We have to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. Fundamentally, there at least we need to start. And if we start there, that's the journey that's going to take us wherever we need to go. We need to commit right here, right now. All of us, in person, listening, doesn't matter. We all need to commit to be mevakshe emuna. I'm going to seek it out. I want it. And it's going to be hard. And there are going to be people who are going to tell me it's not possible. And they may trick me into believing it's not possible. Then I got to go to other people who are going to give me real answers, which are going to lead to more questions. And lead to more questions. They'll lead to more answers. They'll lead to more questions. But each one step of the way will take me one step closer to connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To understanding what it means there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And an HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. And in this world. I have to be, at the very least, a mevakesh emuna. He continues on and says, two lines from the bottom. Ukimo shekatuv asav gadosh mislonin. Zikoto yalir mar katuv. The son number says about the pasuk. Shotetu bechutzot Yerushalayim ureu vechulei. Im timseu ish vechulei. Mevakesh emuna ve'eslach la. Rutzelomar, Afal be top of the next column. Afal pisha adayin ein lo asagat emunah. Even if a person doesn't yet have any grasp of emunah b'shlemut in perfection, achu mevakesh emunah, mevakesh emunah the eslachla. At least somebody's seeking out emunah. Eslach lo kvar miachshav. That person's already forgiven because you're on the road. You're a mevakesh emunah. Okay, Moshe Berlahanes will explain further on. I want to share what I think. What I think he's saying in that. If he says something differently, so we'll learn two different things. That's good. We always use the paradigm of relationship with a spouse. There are times when a husband and a wife fight, when a husband and a wife argue. It's inevitable. It's part of that relationship. It's an integral part of that relationship. One of the ways that the repair in that relationship happens is when both get over the ego of thinking I'm right and the other person's wrong. Parentheses, which means the guy gets over the ego himself and realizes his wife is right and wants to finally fix the problem. And sits down. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. Possibly both because he's a guy, but also because he just doesn't understand. He just doesn't understand. And what immediately starts to turn it around is to sit down and say, I was totally wrong. I want to understand. What did I do wrong? Better than that, I want to understand, why did that hurt you? Why was that painful to you? Why was that important to you? Sometimes it could be obvious. Sometimes it's less obvious. But even if it's obvious, to dig deeper and understand why, what's going on? When the other person sees the deep desire, the deep desire to want to understand, to want to understand the other. That's the road to forgiveness. And it's the same thing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We mess up all the time, and we are super egotistical about it. It doesn't make sense. It's stupid. What does he care? All of these things. First, break the ego. He doesn't want me to turn on lights on Shabbos. He doesn't. The end. I'm wrong for doing it. He wants me to put my shoes on a certain way. He wants me to daven both chakras and mincha. And I didn't know that, and it's annoying, and it's hard enough for me to daven one. Why do I have to daven two? Okay, I need to break my ego. I was not doing stuff I was supposed to be doing, or doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, and he told me that that's what he wants. First, I admit, I did wrong. Mivakesh. Mivakesh. Don't even just fix it. Don't even just change it. Why? We need to ask why. And lo aleinu, if any of you were ever in a school or ever interacted with a mentor or a rabbi or a teacher who came down on you for asking why, with all due respect, and that's not much, that's not education, that's not Judaism. In Judaism, we ask. We're only in Parshat Vayera. There wouldn't have been an Avraham Avinu if he didn't say, why are you bowing down to those idols? They don't talk back. They don't move. They can't do anything. Why are we bowing to them? If he didn't ask why, there would be no Avraham. There would be no Yitzchak. There would be no Yaakov. There would be no B'nai Yaakov. There would be no B'nai Yisrael. There would be no us. We need to ask. We're expected to ask. We're expected to be mevakesh, both on the level of I want to know, and also to realize there's a deep and more sensitive reality to that of I care about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to know, not just because I want to understand, and intellectually I want to know, is there a God, and what does it mean, and how does it work, but also to ignite my emotional side as well. There is a Creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. I care. I want to know. You spent all this quote-unquote, but I'm saying Kadosh Baruch Hu, but like, you spent all this quote-unquote time and energy, so to speak, by Kadosh Baruch Hu, creating me. Why? Why am I here? What do you want from me? Why does this upset you? Why does this excite you? Why do you want this? Why do you not want this? Why is this mitzvah to say, and you want me to do it? Why is it about lo to say, and why shouldn't I be doing it? And again, I'm going to do it anyway. And I got to start getting my act together and doing it true. But I'm mevakesh, I want to understand who you are, why you're asking these things, and what you want, and how to get closer to you. Shame on anybody who's ever shut down a Jewish why. Because it's who we are. And it's how we grow. In a religion that demands the finite to connect to the infinite. If you can't ask why, you're not going to get anywhere. It's part of who we are. And again, at this point, we're at least mevakesh emunah. I want to understand. I want to know. I want to connect. At the very, very least, we're mevakesh emunah. Mir Shemuel, continue on next time. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that we should be able to have a clarity of emunah, to be able to have the strength and courage to ask, to find those answers, and even if we don't, to continue to seek and to build that foundation of emunah, Bezrat Hashem, by all of us.